Today's daf is Brachas Daf Lamed Dalid. We're holding 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis. 8 lines from the bottom at the 2 dots. V'am Rabbi Chanina, Hakol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Mi'ir Shemayim. That everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu except for Yir Shemayim. That's the only one thing in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left up to us. Shnemar, V'atah Yisrael, Ma'a Shem Elokecha, Shoel Me'imach Ki'im Li'irah. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, what does Hashem want from you already except for, Moshe Rabbein reports to Klal Yisrael, what does Hashem want from you except for Yir Shemayim? That's all he asked from you. So ask the Gemara, it makes it sound like it's nothing. Atu Yir Shemayim Milsa Zutrasihi. What, do you think Yir Shemayim is a small matter that you could say, what does Hashem want from you other than Yir Shemayim? He's not asking so much. V'am Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Beis Genozav, Ela Otzo She Yir Shemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps in his treasure houses, and normally we keep things very well protected when they're very valuable and very precious and not so easy to come by and very rare. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps in his treasure houses an Otzer of Yir Shemayim, Shema Yir HaShemayim Yatzro, that the Otzer is, his Otzer is Yir HaShemayim, and says the Gemara, in Legabe Moshe, Milsa Zotrasihi. Very cryptic line, difficult to understand, that, Enochinami, it is something that's very precious and very rare, but Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was reporting this to us. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us that what does Hashem ask for you? Ask from you other than Yir HaShemayim. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a small matter. Da Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mashal Adam Shem Vakshim Menu Kli Gadol V'yeshlo Doma Lav Kli Katan. If they ask you for something big and you happen to have it, if you have a lot of it, so then it doesn't seem like a big deal because you have it. So what's the big deal? It's easy to come up with it. Katan V'yinlo. If they ask you for something small, even though it may not be the most rare, precious item in the world, but you happen to not have it, then Doma Lav Kli Gadol. You're looking for a band and you happen to not have any band-aids in your house, so then it becomes a big deal that you don't have a band-aid, even though a band-aid is a little piece of nothing. It's not a big deal. So for Moshe Rabbeinu, because he had Yir HaShemayim, so it was considered to be a Milsa Zutrasi, and therefore he was able to speak about it somewhat cavalierly. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from you? All he wants is Yir HaShemayim. Some of the Bali Musa say, Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutrasihi, that if someone is by Moshe, if someone is next to Moshe Rabbeinu, then it becomes a small matter. If you hang out with people like Moshe Rabbeinu, then Yir HaShemayim becomes much easier because the way that we connect, that we're mistabik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara asks that Eish Uchluhu, how could it be that we have a mitzvah to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an all-consuming fire. So the Gemara says mistabik b'midosav is one of the approaches, and the other one is that we get close to those who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close with, to people like Moshe Rabbeinu, and that itself will bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and we'll have a greater sense of Yir HaShemayim. Modim, modim, shaskinoso. So the Mishnah said that if a person says modim twice, we quiet him down. Amar Bizera, Kalomar Shema Shema, Kalomar Modim Modim Dami. If you say Shema twice, it's the same as saying Modim twice, and therefore we would quiet the person down. 3 lines from the bottom, Lam Gimlam Beis, Mesve, Hakorea, Shema Vikofla, Hareza Maguna, but didn't we learn that if you say Shema twice, that it's considered to be Maguna, it's considered to be inappropriate, but we're Medayik in the words, Maguna Hudahavi, Shtuke Lom Shaskinan Lay. It's inappropriate, it's not nice, but you're not going to quiet the person down. So then there's a stira. Rabbi Zera said that whenever anyone says Shema, it's the same as saying Modim, which means we do quiet him down. And yet here we have a brisa that says, no, it's only Maguna, but you're not Mishaskino so. And so Gemara lo kasha, Hadamar Milsa Milsa Vitanila, Vadamar Psuka Psuka Vitanila. The difference is, does he say Shema Yisrael Shema Elokeinu Shema Echad and then repeat the whole Pasuk? Or does he say Shema Shema Yisrael Yisrael and repeat word by word? Which is which? Which one is Maguna and which one is Mishaskin Oso? Says Rashi, Milsa Milsa Vitanila, Kol Teva Viteva Chozer Vishona, Maguna Havishtuki Lo Mishaskin Anlei. If he says each word twice, one by one, that's not nice, but we're not going to quiet him down. Because that doesn't make it seem like a person is being a mekabel to gods. He sounds more like a clown. He sounds like he's just making a mockery of the whole tefillah because he's not saying any sentences straight. Amar pasuk shalim v'tani lei mishaskinan lei. The Mexic shtei reshuyos. But if he says the whole pasuk and then he repeats the whole pasuk, then we need to quiet him because then it looks like he's being mekabel shtei reshuyos. If you look at there's a tosus that's misplaced over here. Tosus on lamedalad amar aleph. It appears on lamedalad amar aleph, but it's on this line. Tosus takes takes issue with Rashi's understanding. Amr psuka psuka v'kafle pirish b'kuntros mishaskenos ha'demechzikos ha'beiz rishuyos. That Rashi understands if you say the whole pasuk twice, that's where we have to quiet him down. U'bahagu pirish rachmi farish ipcha. Psuka psuka ein mishaskenoso amiu meguna havi. The Bahag and the Rach say that if you say the whole pasuk twice, so that's not nice, but we're not going to quiet you down. Achlashna gemara lo mashma kapirusham. Vosim ne'esay. Nevertheless, he says it sounds more from the lashon of the gemara like Rashi than it does like the Rach. What's the giveaway in lashon of the gemara? I'm not sure, but when you say ha, this is talking in this case, this is talking in the other case, we try to go in order. So the first thing we said was that mishaskenoso. So hadam or milsa would be on the mishaskenoso. That would sound more like the Rabbi Chananel, right? That would be mishaskenoso. I'm not sure. So then Tosus gets into a whole bunch of times where we seem to violate this. V'osim ne'adam shomrim bezo gimel pamish shemay yishol biyom ha-kipurim mishaskenoso l'pirish rashi l'pirish rach maguna miyahavi. If people say Shema Yisrael multiple times in Yom HaKippurim. They repeat Shema Yisrael two or three times. So according to Rashi, you got to quiet them down. According to the Rabbeinu Chananel, you don't have to quiet them down, but they're still doing something wrong. So I don't think we do that at any point in Yom HaKippurim. We don't say it multiple times. Oshema in lachush rakish akori kriyashma ba'onasa. This is maybe to justify those who had this minhag that we are only choshesh when you say kriyashma in bizman and you're saying this as your kriyashma, because that's a clear sign, makabel of ol malchus shemayim. When you're being makabel ol malchus shemayim and then you repeat it twice, then it sounds like you're being makabel shtei rishuyos. Umikalmakom tov shlo lomar. But still, much better to just avoid this minhag entirely. Ach masha omrim Hashem hu Elokim zayin pam v'yom ha-kipurim v'yom ha-rava k'neged zayin rakiim mishapchum l'barish u'dor l'malda mizayin mina kosher hu v'gam etzinu b'krosh shtei pam Hashem hu Elokim gabe Eliyahu. He says apparently this only did in Shema, even though Hashem hu Elokim is also what seemed to be a kabbalah sol malch shemayim, and saying it multiple times would seem to be the same issue. He says apparently it's not. We have an ancient minhag, we say Hashem hu Elokim, and it comes from the Navi, because Eliyahu Navi himself had Hashem hu Elokim multiple times. Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah writes about this minhag of Hashem Elokim multiple times. He says Ulfiza Pirush Kasha Mashanagu Lichbol Beslichos Pasuk Shal Shema Yisrael El Shor Meshakivin Sheminhag of Same Biyadei Mikama Shanim Vomros Al Kol Akal Muchon Milsa Sheinim Osim Lekavanas Beis Roshuyos Lo Cheshin Lahachi V'chein Mashom Kampa Mashem Elokim Kivin Shemitzim Shapasuk Ofel Oso Ein Lach. Rabbeinu Yonah adds two points. First of all, Hashem Elokim, we've been doing this for a long time, and then Navi did it, so it's not a problem. But the other point that he said before that is that in Slichos, if people say Shema Yisrael multiple times, since it's the whole tzibur doing it all at once, there's less of a concern. Meaning, what's the whole issue? That it's mechzi, it looks like you're being mekabel beis reshuyos. One renegade amongst a group may be trying to be mekabel beis reshuyos, but if you have the whole tzibur saying it as part of the tefillah, then it doesn't look, we're not concerned that the guy's actually being mekabel shtei reshuyos. You know what you're doing, you know what you mean. We're worried about what it looks like, but when you have a whole tzibur saying it, it doesn't look like beis reshuyos, because the whole tzibur would never get away with that. There's no way that the whole tzibur at the same time would just happen to be mekabel shtei reshuyos. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah says. So bottom line of Lam Yimelim Beis, Armelet of Papala Abaye, Vidilma Meikar Lo Kivin Daite, Lubesov Kivin Daite. Why does it look so bad when you repeat the pasuk of Shema twice? Maybe just the first time you didn't have kavana, so you want to say it again, so you can have proper kavana. Say Ansu Gemara, Armelet, Chavrusa Klape Shemaya Mi Ika. What? You don't have kavana? What do you mean? Who do you think you're talking to? You're just talking to your chavrusa? You don't have a chavrusa? Hashem's not your friend? You have to have kavana the first time. Some doesn't have kavana? That's scandalous. They should beat him up till he has kavana. It's a very ironic. No, we're saying that we can't be choshe that the guy doesn't have kavana. Instead, we should be choshe that he's mekabel shtei reshuyos. That's the other option over here. That if he's repeating it twice, one is that he doesn't have kavana. So that it can't be. If you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course you have kavana. So rather, the concern must be that it's mechzik shtei reshuyos. That it's not that's the first thing people are going to think. But you would never be choshed someone not having kavana. Okay, says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Ha'over l'vnei ha'teva v'ta'a yavar achar tachtav. If a person is davening for the Amud and he makes a mistake, so they get someone else in his place. And that's not a time where the tzibur, where everybody's waiting and it's already time, that's not the zman to be a sarvan. That's not the time where a person should say, no, it's okay, I'm not going to daven. Mehechnu maschil. So let's say you have to take over in the middle because the first guy made a mistake. Where do you begin from? Midchilas habracha shata'a. You begin from the beginning of the bracha that he made a mistake in. This is very big in the sugi of Shomea Ka'ona, that apparently there's no Shomea Ka'ona b'chatzi bracha. Because if there was Shomea Ka'ona b'chatzi bracha, why do you begin with the beginning of the bracha? Maybe you should begin in the middle of the bracha, exactly where he left off. You'll say the first half of the bracha Shomea Ka'ona, and then you'll be able to say the second half of the bracha by saying it. Okay, but the Mishnah says, no, you go back to the beginning of the bracha, not to the middle of the bracha. Ze'over l'fnei ha'teva l'yana amein achar ko'anim mipnei ha'tiruf. The guy who davens for the Amud should not answer amein to the Kohanim, because it's going to get him confused and he's not going to be able to daven properly. Rashi said, "Me'atiruv shlo titrav daito v'yita l'fi sheshatu tzarich lahaskel bracha shniyah v'lom l'fnei Kohanim kol teva v'teva k'damirim m'sach sota u ba'anosu amein l'yuchal l'chavi maher lahaskel bracha shalachrav." He's got a lot to do. He's the shliach zibur. He's going to have to be calling out all of the psukim for the birchas Kohanim, so it's going to mess him up if he has to answer amein as well. He's not going to be able to recuperate in time. If the only Kohen there is the Shliach Tzibur, he shouldn't do Nesias Kapayim. But if he knows that he's going to be able to be Nesias Kapav and be able to go back to his Tefillah, and it's not going to be confusing for him, then he's permitted to do it. I believe the Magen Avraham and the Sadeh Shulchan Aruch didn't have a chance to look it up, but I'm pretty sure the Magen Avraham writes that this is talking when they didn't have Sidurim, so it's much easier to become confused. Nowadays with Sidurim, it's much easier to stay unconfused, much easier to keep clear about what you have to do, and therefore we there's a little more room for leniency in terms of what a Shliach Tzibur is permitted to do. But interesting, Tosos has a number of interesting points over here. The Lo Yona Amein Achru Kadam Bnei Atiruf, so the Mishnah said that the Shliach Tzibur, Kohen or not, the Shliach Tzibur should not answer Amein to the Kohanim, Tema. Typically, the mafsik tefillah mona amen. Forget about the fact that it's going to confuse him. Isn't it a hefsik in the middle of his tefillah if he says amen right in the middle of the Shemona Esrei? V'yeshlom me'achas shlom or haytayim shemam yinad anias amen lo chashav lehefsaka me'achas shetzorech tefillahu. Apparently, you see from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't give that reason that answering amen is not considered a hefsik. It's part of the tzorech of the tefillah. Av likros kohanim leduchan omer Rabbeinu Tam she'en shliach tzibur yachal lekoram techashav hefsaka letfilim koram elachim neokal koram, says Rabbeinu Tam. But who's going to call kohanim? Who's going to call that the kohanim should go up? It shouldn't be the shliach tzibur, because that's a hefsek in his tefillah. So you get somebody else to do it. You get somebody else to call him to come up. So a number of interesting things emerge over here. First of all, the whole birchas kohanim lechora is a hefsek in the tefillah. Why is the amen more of a hefsek than any of the rest of birchas kohanim? Elamai, you have to say that part of the tzura of the tefillah satzibur, of the way that they were masaking the tefillah satzibur, is with birchas kohanim. But apparently the amen on the bracha, that's just the bracha is a birchas mitzvah. So that's not part of the tefillah satzibur, but it's just the actual. I don't know, and I'm not sure which amen he's talking about. Maybe he's talking about the amen of each of the psukim. To say amen at the end of each of the psukim, that's not part of the tzura of the tefillah satzibur. Not sure why not. But if it's not part of the tzura of the tefillah satzibur, then why should it be different for the chazan than it is for everybody else who has to listen to chazaras hashatz? They're also not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of chazaras hashatz. So you see a clear difference between the chazan who's leading the chazaras hashatz and everybody else who's listening to the Chazar Sashats. We're going to be a little more makel with somebody else to say something.
He says, when the Gemara in Sota says that they call Kohanim, it's not talking about the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan calls Kohanim. We call the Shliach Tzibur a Chazan. But says Tosos, that's not in Talmudic terminology. The Chazan is not the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan was the Gabbai. So the Gabbai would get up and call Kohanim, and he has rayas that the Gemara, that it's definitely not about the Shliach Tzibur, that it's about the Chazan. And then toward the end of Tosos, he writes about six, seven lines before they get wide, V'yesha, he wrote some lomar, the Kamokain, Some say that not only can he answer Amen, he's not even allowed to call out the words of the Birch Kohanim to the Kohanim. The Kamoke Naviav Saka. Amnam Rabbeinu Yehuda Pirsh to Behedi Yesh Bemedrish Tami Yaseros Vechaseros Amar Lehem Melamit Shashiach Zibor Omer Lehem I'll call Dibor V'Dibor. However, there's an explicit Medrish Rabbeinu Yehuda says that the Shashiach Zibor absolutely does call out the words of Birch Kohanim. V'chein Yesh Rotzim Lahatir Shashiach Zibor Atzma Likros Kohanim Afilu Pirsh Rabbeinu Tam. And also there are some that say the Shashiach Zibor is allowed to say Kohanim. Demad the Pirsh Tavi Afsak Ainu Dafka Biyamei Miyad Shashimu Birch Sadol Lo Yom Rel Kenim Vekav Bracha, meaning even Rabbeinu Tam was only in their days, but not nowadays. Nowadays, we wouldn't have a problem with the Shliach Tzibur calling out Kohanim. Okay, so you have various different shitos in Tosfos over here. What the Shliach Tzibur is and is not allowed to do in the context of Birchas Kohanim. Weiter in the Gemara now. At the beginning of the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, however, l'fnei ateva tzarich l'sarif. So we learned in the Brisa that if a person is going to daven for the Amud, he shouldn't be so eager to daven for the Amud. He should refuse at first. V'meinu masarif domu l'tavshel shein b'melech. If he doesn't refuse, he's like an item that's cooked without any salt. He's missing a little bit of flavor. Part of the flavor of a Jew is to shy away a little bit. V'masarif yosem idai domu l'tavshel sheik dichasa melech. But if he's masarif yosem idai, he's masarif, he keeps on refusing too much, so then it's like a food that's been spoiled already by salt. So what's the appropriate behavior? Pamri shoni yisarev, shnia mahavev, shlishis poshet as raglav yorev. First time you should say no thank you. Second time you should already start moving around in your chair a little bit as if you would get up if only asked one more time. And shlishis by the third time you're asked, so go already, then you go and you lead the tzibur in davening. There are three things that having a lot of them is bad, but a little bit of it in small measures are good. The Eluhain, Sa'or, Umelach, the Sarvanus. Yeast, too much yeast will ruin the dough, but the right amount will make it perfect. Salt, obviously, or any spices probably, the right amount is good, too much will ruin it. And Sarvanus, a person is refusing to go up to Davin, a little bit is okay, too much is not good. Amar Avuna, Tal, Bisholosh, Rishonos, Chozel, the Rosh. New statement. Person makes a mistake in the first three brachos. Since we're talking, that was the context of the Mishnah. That's why, that's the context of the sarvanus that we spoke about. It was that when someone made a mistake, that's when not to be a sarvan. That's when you have to go up right away. So we discussed some of the halachos of a mistake. Person made a mistake in the first three brachos of Shmona Esrei, Chozel Rosh. Go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Meaning they're considered one unit, you don't just go back to that bracha. Bemtsayos, Chozel Atachonein. A mistake at any point in the middle brachos of Shmona Esrei, you go back to the first of the middle brachos, Atachonein, which we just learned yesterday, is the first of the middle brachos. That's why we have Havdalah in Atachonein, because it's the first of the brachos of Chol. Ba'achronos, Chozel Avodah. If you make a mistake anywhere in the last three brachos, that's also viewed as one unit, so you go back to the beginning of the last three brachos. Ravasi Amarem Tsoyos, Inland Seder. And Ravasi says, no, the middle brachos, there's no Seder. What does it mean, Inland Seder? Says Rashi, so Rashi says, "Inland Seder means if you realize in the middle of Shmona Esrei that you missed one of the brachos, whatever you're in the middle of a Samach David and you realize you missed Rafa'inu, so go and say Rafa'inu now, and then continue from where you left off. You don't have to go back and repeat anything. Just say Rafa'inu. Just say the bracha that you missed, and then because there's no order to the middle brachos." Says Tosfos, "Pirush Bekuntros Imdilei Bracha Achas V'Achak Niskar." That's not correct, says Tosos. That's not the Megillah. Koreis Megillah Mafreya Lo Yatsa. The Mishnah Megillah says that if a person reads the Megillah out of order, he's not Yotzei. Vitanya, and the Brisa right there says V'chein Bahalo V'chein B'Kriyashma. V'chein b'tfilah. Tfilah also can't be said out of order. You can't just make up a bracha later on in the Shmoneh Esrei. L'kach nira kipirush Rashbam v'Rav Alfus. De'ilan seder dekamar haynu sheyaschil b'makom shedilek habracha u'misham ve'ilach yomer akol al seder. Avavade lo yaschil b'atachonein k'ma b'gim rishon z'gim l'achron shechazal l'rosh. No, all Inland Seder means, all Rav Asi is trying to tell us, is not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna said if you made a mistake anywhere in the middle of brachos, you always go back to Hatachonein. So Rav Asi is saying, no, go back to the bracha you made a mistake in and pick up from there, but from there, you have to read it straight. Masr Rav Sheish is back in the Gemara. Me'echun uchozim mitchiz abracha shetah zeh. Tiyufta de Rav Huna. We see that we have a clear kash on Rav Huna because it says that where do you pick up from the beginning of the bracha that this guy made a mistake in? But according to Rav Huna, you should have to go back to Atachonein. That was Rav Huna's shita. Samlach Rav Huna and Tzayos kulu chad berchasan inhu. When we say you go back to the beginning of the bracha that this guy made a mistake in, it means ta Atachonein because all of the middle brachas are viewed as one bracha. In fact, sometimes we make them one bracha. We had tefillah katsara. We had the concept of havineinu of saying one long bracha where we include the themes of all the brachos, and therefore all of them are considered like one like one big bracha, and that's what the Mishnah meant. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav Huna? Do we paskin like Rav Asi over here? If you look at Tosfos writes in the same Tosfos we were in the middle of reading before. About halfway through the Tosfos at the end of the line, Ubahag pasuk Rav Asi, damar emtsoyos einlan seder. The Bahag paskins like Rav Asi, then emtsoyos einlan seder. You would just pick up with that bracha, not ta'atachonein. Why? Why does he paskin like Rav Asi against Rav Huna? A whole bunch of reasons. Chadad Rav Huna ketamul degabe Rav Asi. Ketamrin mekabim mekomos, am Rav Huna am Rav Asi. You got to pay attention when the Gemara quotes Amorayim, who they're quoting, and who's quoting b'shem who. It's always am Rav Huna am Rav Asi. Why is it am Rav Huna am Rav Asi? Because Rav Asi was the Rebbe, Rav Huna was the Talmud. So since he was and the rule is ein halacha ketalmud makom rabo. So if there's a machlokas Rav Huna Rav Asi, now we know that we got a paskin like Rav Asi. Va'od, there is a competing principle that hilchsa kibasra. Right, we have on the one hand ein halacha ketalmud makom rav. We also have hilchsa kibasra. So I think the Gemara already says that it's mimos habayi v'rav ve'elach that it's hilchsa kibasra. That prior to that it's ein halacha ketalmud b'makom harav. That's the rule. In Rishonim we say hilchsa kibasra also very often. Va'od Rav Huna tzarich The concept of Hilchos Kibasra is that the later generations know everything that the earlier generations already said, and they took that into account when formulating their own opinions. So it's not that it's not against the concept of Yuridas Hadoros. We do believe that the earlier generations were stronger in learning, but the later generations have the advantage of having had the earlier generations and knowing what they said. So the riff at the end of Erevin says we pass like the Bavli against Yerushalmi because Hilchos Kibasra. The Bavli came later than the Yerushalmi. So that's what a lot of people question. Is that really true that the logic of Hilchos Kibasra applies? Because did the Bavli know everything it says in the Yerushalmi? If that's the logic of Hilchos Kibasra, we definitely pass like the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. The question is if that's the reason. If the reason is Hilchos Kibasra. Tosfos has other reasons over here, though, why we pass like Rav Huna, why we pass like Rav Asi. Vod the Rav Huna tzarek lirchok l'shuni masis in the kulu chad b'chasen inu. V'ashuni d'chiki lo nekum v'nismoch. There's another concept in halacha. Sometimes the Gemara will defend an opinion from a kasha that it has on the opinion. But the defense doesn't always mean we're happy about the defense. It's just the best we could do. So the best we could do for Rav Huna is say that when the Mishnah says you go back to the beginning of the bracha, it means ta'atachonin and it's really one bracha. But come on, is that the way any of us read the Mishnah initially? It's shnui dechiki. It's a dochak way to answer, to make Rav Huna work with the Mishnah. But we'd rather not be samech on the shnui dechiki lecharchila. And Tosfos has two or three other reasons why to paskin that way. And therefore he says, a person who makes a mistake and misses one of the brachos in the middle of brachos, or he says, Shalom Amar HaMelech HaMishpat Ben Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim. He misses out on HaMelech HaMishpat, where we say Machzirin also. Lo Yachzir La'atachonin El Osa Bracha Shadileg Mosham Ve'elech Yomar Al-Seder. So therefore, you would go back to the brach that you missed, and that's it. And continue reading Al-Seder. You would not go back to Atachonin Kedipirish Rashbam. And then Tosfos says, Ve'hecha Shetah B'Gimel Rishonos. What if you make a mistake in the first three brachos? Kigon Shetah B'Chasimason. You read the end of the brach wrong. Olo hiskir ben Rosh Hashanah liyom haKippurim bebirchusavos achreinu o b'tchias hameisim michamocha o shalom ramelech hakadosh chozel rishona. Tosfos says if you miss any of the things that we add into Shmoneh Esrei during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, including zachreinu l'chaim and all those things, still you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. This is machlokas amongst the Balei Tosfos. Other Tosfos say, no, you don't do that. That's only by Melech HaKadosh, Takanas Chazal. But the other stuff was Hosafos of the Gaonim. So that's how we paskin that. We're not Chozel Rosh for things that were Hosafos of the Gaonim. Okay, says Gemara Vayter now. I'm Rav Yudah. Lo'olam al yishalot m'tzrachov lo b'sholosh rishonos v'lo b'sholosh achronos. A person should not ask for his own needs in the first three brachos or the last three brachos, elbim tzayos, only in the middle brachos. Tam Rabbi Chanina, Rishonus Tam Levit Shemesada Shevach Bnei Rabo. First three brachos are designated for being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and tzayos Tam Levit Shemvakish Pras Mi Rabo. The middle brachos are like the Eved asking for requests from his master. Achronus Tam Levit Shekibel Pras Mi Rabo Vniftar Vaholichlo. And the last brachos are like the Eved that already received the gift from his master, and he goes and he says goodbye. Now, if Tosfos points out over here, wait a second, if you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to be Shol Tzrachav, what about what we just said? All the things we had in Aseret Meshuva, Zachreinu L'chaim, so isn't that a Shol Tzrachav that we're asking Hashem to remember us for life? That's not being Mesad Shivcho. So Tosfos says, Pir Shrach Rabbeinu Hai, Tafka Liyachid, Avot Tzarchi Tzibur Sholim. That's only in an individual. You can't ask individual requests during the first three brachos, but for the Tzibur, you're allowed to ask requests even during the first three brachos. The Mabit points out, we say in the last three brachos, what are you doing? You're already Kibel Pras Mirabo. How do you know you're already Kibel Pras? At the end of Shemoneh Esrei, you're already Mekabel Pras. You already got an answer. You already know whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you or not. So that's where the Mabit develops the idea that the Pras is the Tefillah. That Tefillah brings out a certain sense of Eskarvus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that you've already accomplished. So you've already achieved that Pras. That's the famous comment of the Mabit, that why do we say a person is Mispalel? Mispalel is in Hitpa El form. Hitpa El means it happened to me. It's not something that I am doing. It should be Mifalel, right? That should be the lashon. Why Mispalel? So he says, because tefillah is something that happens to you. It's a change in a person. It's a change in who he is and his standing in this world. And that's why tefillah works, he says. What do you mean? You're going to dive into Hashem. I know Hashem, you had a gzera against me, but reconsider. Maybe you didn't think it through well enough. And Hashem's going to say, oh, you're right, I didn't think it through well enough. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course he thought it through well enough. He knows whether, well, what changed? No, what changed is we change. That the gzera was made against what we were before, but now we're somebody else, and that gzera wasn't made against this somebody else. Okay, Tanur Rabban, Maisa b'Talmudach Hashir l'fnei Ateva b'fnei Rabbi Elazar v'yemarach yasmidai. There was someone who was davening for the Amud in front of Rabbi Elazar, and he was davening very long. Amalei Talmidav Rabbeinu Kama Archanu Zeh. So the Talmidim said, nothing changes in this world, right? The Talmidim said, this guy's going on forever, he's schlepping along. Amalem Klum Marach Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu Duksiv Be'asarban Mayom Asarban Malayla. He's still got 39 and a half days left till he's going on too long. Moshe Rabbeinu went for 40 days. So is this guy any worse than that? Another time, a Talmud went to daven for the Amud in front of Rabbi Elazar, and he was davening too short. It's too fast. Is he saying a tefillah that's any shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah? All he said is a few words. So you see that different circumstances, the Gemara never explains what the circumstances are, but apparently different circumstances call for longer tefillahs and for shorter tefillahs. Am Rabbi Yaakov, Am Rabbi Chista, Kol Mvakish Rachem Al Chavero, Ein Tzarech Laskir Shemo, Shnemar Kel Na Rafan Allah, V'lo Kamat Kir Shema De Miriam. That when you're davening for somebody else, it's not necessary to say their name, because Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Miriam. He said Kel Na Rafan Allah, and he never mentioned who he's davening for. He just said Allah for her. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his comments in the back of the Gemara, De Kame Shemaya Galia, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who you're davening for. So you don't need to say exactly you're davening for. However, he says v'tzorach yir mashkasu b'sefer Zohar al pasuk miyadachi miyad Esav. That apparently the Zohar on the pasuk miyadachi miyad Esav says, why does Yaakov have to say miyad Esav? He already said miyadachi, because apparently you need to be specific in your tefillos. So he's not sure how to fit that with this Gemara. The Magen Avraham in the beginning of Siman Kuf Yutes writes in the name of Maril that you only don't mention the name when you're davening in proximity to the person. But if you're not anywhere near the person, then you dafka should mention the name. There's also a minag based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Samuch Vavim Beis, Kol Min Yana B'Shma Di'ima. And Rashi says kol l'chishos, that any time you daven for somebody, you should always say the name, not just their name, but the name of their mother as well. And that's the Achronim discuss, why dafka the name of their mother and not the name of their father. So the standard explanation, whenever we use the mother as opposed to the father, is that the mother is more definitive. You know who the mother is for sure, because the mother was pregnant with him. So it's a more definitive kind of tefillah. That's how what the Marshal writes in Shabbos. The Ben Yoyada, Shar Mitzion Balachov, here quotes Ben Yoyada, that he says, I've heard that people say that the reason why we say the mother's name is Ki Imo Vada is Yosem Me'avet, for this reason that we said that the mother is more, you know who the mother is, you're not 100% sure who the father is. Says Ben Yoyada, V'lo Nichali Bazeh, Va'ad Rabbi, Yesh Bazeh Chil Kvod Aviv, Shemizalzal Kvod Aviv, Shos Abatora Safek, that your mom is declaring at the time when you're davening for this person that his father is only a Safek father? What a Zilzal for his father. He says there has to be some other reason why you mention the mother. There has to be some Alpi Kabbalah, what the qualities that Dafka, a mother, when the person is, when you're davening for a Chola, and the father after a person is dead, you always call him by the father's name, not by the mother's name. There's got to be a reason for that, and it's not because we don't know who the real father is. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara, Tan Rabban, 3 lines from the bottom. Elu brach shadam, shadam shoch behen. These are the brachos that a person should bow during the brachos. But avos tchil v'sof, in the brach of avos at the beginning and the end. V'odah tchil v'sof, and aroda, beginning and the end. V'im bala shuach b'sof kal bracha u'bracha, u'b'tchil kal bracha u'bracha, malam denosa shalo yishchen. If a guy wants to bow at the end of each bracha, at the beginning of each bracha, we tell him not to do that. Ask Tosos, why not? What's the big deal? Yishcha, ma bekach. Yeshlomo shalo yovel lakor divrei chacham, shalo yomu kalechon makmir, kamo shu rotze, vein kan takonis kham v'chashin v'yuara. So he says two things. First of all, people are not going to remember where you have to bow. If people are just bowing at random times, they're just going to come to bow whenever. Second, cheshin liyura. It's going to look like yura that everyone else bows a certain amount of times, and you're going to bow extra. We're always choshish to try not to do things that make you stand out and look different than what everybody else is doing. A hedyot, yeah, is only allowed to bow like we said. Kohen Gadol b'sof kol bracha bracha. Kohen Gadol kabau b'sof kol bracha bracha. Gives a little more meaning to Tosas Yuara comment. If the Kohen Gadol is the one that's supposed to be bowing b'sof kol bracha bracha, so when a person does that, he's declaring, yeah, I'm the Kohen Gadol, I'm right to be Kohen Gadol. V'melech tchilas kol bracha bracha v'sof kol bracha bracha. The melech at beginning and end. Why Kohen Gadol and melech more than anybody else? So Rashi writes, kol mashu gadol b'yoser, very important rule in tefillah. In tefillah, we approach tefillah with anivus. We're talking to the Melech Malchei Amlachim. He who is in a greater position of authority has to be machnia himself more, because he starts off on a higher level. Everyone needs to be equal when it comes to tefillah. We all need to lower ourselves. As Isaac Joe Lieberman, in his book on Shabbos, he says that the godless of the Jewish tefillah is that you daven in a shul and there's the garbage man next to the U.S. senator and everyone's the same. And everyone is l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're all the same. I heard from Rabbi Shlomo ben Levi, hedyot kmo she'amarnu, the hedyot bows when we say he bows. Kohen Gadol, tchilas kol bracha bracha. Kohen Gadol at the beginning of each bracha. Hamelech, kiven shekara, shuvenu zokev, shenemar, ve'yi kechal Shlomo l'spalel, that Shlomo HaMelech got up from his knees after the tefillah was over. Sounds like he was bowing the entire time. Now the Gemara goes through several different types of bowing. Tan Rabbanan, Kida al Apayim. When we talk about Kida, that's on the face. Shnemar v'tikot b'sheva Apayim Aretz. Kriya al Birchayim. When we talk about Kriya, it's on the knees. Shem Michra al Bircha. V'shtachava zu pishud yadayim v'glayim. V'shtachava is spreading out the hands and feet. Shnemar havon avo anivi imecha v'achicha l'shtachava slucha arza. So shtachava is described as arza, as being flat on the ground. Amar b'chiyah b'rei d'rav huna chazinu l'abayi v'rava d'matz l'asliye. We saw Abayi and Rava would lean a little bit on the sides. So on the one hand, we learned that if you're korea ba'oda, if you bow during oda, so that's a meshubach, that's a wonderful thing. On the other hand, we learned that it's maguna. So lo kasha, habitchila halibasof. That's not a stira, when at the beginning you're supposed to be korea, not basof. Rava kara ba'oda tchila basof. Rava was korea both beginning and end. Amalei Rabbana, my kavan mar hachi, why are you being korea beginning and end? Didn't we just learn that it's maguna to be korea basof? Amalei chazinu l'Rav Nachman dekarav, chazinu l'Rav Sheshes dekavad hachi. So Rav Nachman did like this, Rav Sheshes did like this, I have a mesara to do like this. Va'atanya korea ba'oda, reza maguna. What do you do with the line that someone who's korea ba'oda is considered to be maguna? Hayi ba'oda shebehalal. It's not talking about that, it's not talking about Shmoneshrei. It's talking about hodul Hashem kitov and halal. That you're not supposed to be korea then. I know it can't be talking about halal, because va'atanya we have another brisa. Ha korea ba'oda ube hodul shel halal, ha reza maguna. That if you're korea either in Odah or in Odah Shel Halel, that it's Meguna. So don't tell me Odah means Odah Shel Halel. So Kitan Yehi, Odah de Birch Samazan. Okay, that's some in Odah, some of the Odah of Birch Samazan, that a person shouldn't be Korea during Birch Samazan. But during Tefillah, you're supposed to be Korea, Tefillah Visov, Rava insists. Says the Mishnah, Hamispal v'ta'a simin ralo. If a person's davening and he makes a mistake in the middle of the tefillah, it's a bad sign. Vim shliach tzibur hu simin ralo. Meaning this one has someone who's fluent in the tefillah generally, someone who knows how to read Hebrew, and he's reading Hebrew, and for whatever reason, it's just not coming out. If a person just doesn't read so well, so then it's not necessarily, it's simin ralo for a different reason. He's got to learn the tefillahs a little bit better, but it's not a simin ralo in that sense. So vim shliach tzibur hu simin ralo sholchav. If he's the shliach tzibur, so then it's a simin ralo for the entire tzibur, because we assume that shluch shaladim kamoso, that he represents the entire tzibur. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, when he would daven for sick people, he would make predictions. He would say, "Yeah, this one's going to live, this one's going to die." So they said, "How could you possibly know that?" So it's very simple. If the tefillah comes out fluently, then I know the tefillah is mekubal. If the tefillah doesn't come out fluently, then I know that I have problems. So it says more aheya. So what's the kasha? Rashi points out behecho beizom and abrachos have told us simin ra. Which brachos is a mistake, a simin ra for the person? So Amar Rav Chiya, Amar Rav Safra, Mishum Chad Debei Rebbe Ba'avos. That if you make a mistake in the bracha of Avos, first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, that's a simin ra. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't even want to let your tefillah get off the ground. Ikud Masinla Abraisa. Some have the comment about Avos being stated in a different context, not about where a mistake is a bad sign, but rather in the context of Abraisa. Hamisfal Tzorik Sheichavin Esliba Bekulan V'Meni Yochel Chavin Bekulan Yichavin Esliba Ba'achas. That a person when he davens should have kavana for all the brachos. If he's unable to have kavana for all the brachos, at least have kavana for one of the brachos. Amr B'Chiyam Rasaf from Shum Chad Be Rebbe Ba'Avos. That's where we say that Avos is different. Which bracha should you have kavana for? It's for dafka the bracha of Avos, as we've pointed out many times already in the past. The Rambam in two different halachos in Hilchos Tefila seems to give us conflicting views of when kavana is important in tefila. The Rambam writes that kol tefila she'ena b'kavana is ena tefila. Any tefila that's said without kavana is not a tefila. Sounds like anywhere it's not a tefila, no matter where it is. And on the other hand, the Rambam says that if a person doesn't have kavana in some of the later brachas, okay, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But if you don't of kavanah in the first bracha, then you do need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So it's a steer in the Rambam. Why in the later brachas do you not have to repeat? I thought you said kol tefillah that doesn't have kavanah is ain't a tefillah. So that's the famous word of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in the beginning of the Sefer, in the beginning of Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, says that there are tzvei dinim in kavanah. Kavanah sometimes means kavanah that I realize I'm talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then there's kavanah that I know the Pirush Hamilim, I know what the words mean. If I don't even have that first type of kavanah that I realize I'm being omid with Hashem, so then it's ain't a tefillah. That's not tefillah. Meaning, I take lulav and I don't have kavana, what the lulav represents, that it's, all the different meanings of the lulav. I'm still doing lulav. I'm doing the maisa mitzvah. Maybe I don't have kavana, l'shem mitzvah, so that's an issue of mitzvah's kavana or not. But I'm doing the maisa mitzvah. Tefillah, if you're standing and muttering words, but you don't realize that you're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, said it's not even a maisa of tefillah. You're just muttering. You're not saying anything. That's ain't a tefillah. That's absolutely meaningless. Says the Rambam, of course you'd have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei if you didn't have even that kind of kavana. But it's when the Rambam talks of the first bracha being separate, that's Pirush Hamilim. That's knowing what the words mean. That if you don't pay attention, focus on the words that you're saying, that's where the first bracha is different than the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. That's where Avos is singled out. Amar Olav al Rabbi Chanina, so he said Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was able to predict which cholim would get better, which would not. Mina ani mili, how did he know? Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi Damakra, Bari Nivs Vasayim Shalom Shalom Lerach Ulkar of Amar Hashem Urafatid. Amar Rabbi Chia Barab, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Anavim Kulam Lamasnabu El Lamasi Bito Talmud Chacham, Ula Osa Prakmati Talmud Chacham, Ula Mahana Talmud Chacham Min Chasav. All the wonderful things that the Nevi'im promise us, all the great Haftachos that we have in the Nevi'im about the end of days and how great things are going to be, that's for people who get close to Talmud Chacham, marry their daughter off to Talmud Chacham, do business with Talmud Chacham, and allow Talmud Chacham to get anah from their possessions. Aval Talmud Chacham Atzman, but the schar that's reserved for the actual Talmud Chachamim, Ayin LaRasel Kimzel Osecha Yasel Mechakalo. We have no idea. The Nevi'im couldn't even describe. A human being could never fathom that kind of schar. That all the haftachos we have in the Nevi'im are all what Yimosa Mashiach is going to be like. But Olam Abba, no human being would ever be able to describe or to even see. Upliga de Shmuel, but that's against Shmuel. Because if you say that what all the wonderful things the Nevi'im told us is a description of Yimosa Mashiach, that's against Shmuel, because Damar Shmuel, Ein Bein Olam Azel Yimosa Mashiach, El Shub Malchus Bavad. Shmuel thinks that Yimosa Mashiach is not going to be all that different than this world the way it is now. We're still going to have... there's still going to be wars in the world, just not with Klal Yisrael. There's still going to be poor people and rich people. There's still going to be, all everything. People are going to have to work for a living. All that's still going to be in Yimosa Mashiach. Shenemar ki lo yechtal evyon mikeref haaretz. There's always going to be an evyon. There are always going to be poor people. There are always going to be rich people. That's Shmuel Shita. This comes up in the Gemara in Shabbos also. The Gemara in the Mishnah in Shabbos talks about various things you walk out with on Shabbos, whether they're considered a masli or a takshit. So the Gemara talks about, Mishnah talks about, what if you walk out with weapons? Is that a tachshit, that you're wearing weapons? So one sheet is, the Yimosa Mashiach is not going to be needed anymore. So Yimosa Mashiach, it's not going to be a tachshit at all. It's going to be nothing. It's just a masoi. So that's the Gemara quotes, the same machlokas. The strange thing is that the Rambam quotes both ideas, that in Bein Olam Zeh Yimosa Mashiach L'Shul Malchios, and that Ayin Lo Ra Selukim Zeh L'Secha. All the wonderful things that the Nevi'im promised are about Bali Tshuva. This is against Rabbi Avol, who says that Bali Tshuva have a better place than Tzadikim Gemurim. Shenemar, Shalom, Shalom, L'Rachok, L'Karov. L'Rachok, Reisha, Fahadu, L'Karov. First the Rachok, then the Karov. The Rachok comes first, the Bali Tshuva. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Malach, my Rachok, Shai Rachok, Midvar Aveira, Mei Karov. He says, no, Rachok doesn't mean the Bali Tshuva. Rachok means the Tzadik. Karov means the Baal Tshuva, so the Tzaddik is in a better place than the Baal Tshuva. My Ayin Lo Ra, so what do we mean? No eye has ever seen. The finest wine you can imagine, wine that's been aging from Shesh Simei Breishes. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Zeh Eden Shelo Shalto Bo Ein Kol Beria. This is Eden that no human being ever saw. Eden. Shema Tomer Adam Rishon Eichon Haya. Lest you ask, what do you mean? Wasn't Adam Rishon in Eden? No, Began. He was only in the Gan. V'shema tamar hu Gan hu Eden? Lest you think, well, isn't Gan Eden? Isn't it one place? Talmud lomar v'nar yotze me Eden l'hashkos es ha-Gan. Gan l'chud ve'Eden l'chud. It says that a river goes from Eden to be mashke the Gan. So you see that Eden and Gan are two separate places. Tan Rabbanu Meisah Shechol B'nosh Rabbi Gamliel Shagur Shnei Talmidei Chamim Yisrael B'chinim Mendoz Salavak Shalav Rachmim. Rabbi Gamliel's son got sick, so he sent two Talmidei Chamim to daven for him. Kibet Sharol Sam Alul Aliyah Ubike Shalav Rachmim. So since Rabbi Chinim Mendoz saw these two Talmidei Chamim coming, he right away went up to the Aliyah to daven. Afterwards he says, okay, you can go back, his fever is broken. They said, what, you're a Navi? You knew what we were coming for, and you know what that he's better? I'm not a Navi, I'm not a Ben Navi. I was just able to tell by how fluent my tefillah was. They wrote down the moment that he said that to see if it was really on the mark. He said, unbelievable, it was exactly at that moment. That's when his fever broke, that's when he had enough koch to ask us for water to drink. Another time Rabbi Chinin Mendoz went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'chalo b'no shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Rebbe's son, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son, got sick. He said, Rabbi Chanina, daven for him. He niach rosho ben birkov v'bikesh lo v'rachim v'chaya. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa put his head between his knees. He davened for him and he got better. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Elmoli Tliach ben Zakkai is rosho ben birkov kol yom kulo lo yimashkichin alav. I could have sat there with my head between my knees all day and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have listened to me. Amr lo ishto v'chi Chanina gadol mimcha. What, is Rabbi Chanina greater than you? Amr lo lav. No, don't think that. Elohu doma ke'evel lefnei ha-melech v'ani doma ke'sar lefnei ha-melech. He's like an eved in front of the king. I'm like a sar in front of the king. So the Eved Okay, the Eved has greater access, so he's able to go in whenever he wants and get the tefillah answered. We already had this for some reason. It's repeating again. A person should only daven in a house that has windows. I find it a chutzpah. People who daven in open plains in an open area ask Tosos. Oh yeah, what about Yitzchak Avinu? He davened in an open field. So he said, no, that's a sada means Hara Maria. It wasn't a field, it was a mountain. Or you could say there was no one that was passing by over there. We only don't like it because you could be distracted by passersby. A person should not go exposing and telling everybody about his sins. You should keep your sins covered. It's disgusting to go around telling everybody about your sins. Tomorrow we'll pick up at the sixth parak of brachos.